All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And if you're new to me, to my channel, please do subscribe. If you're watching on the replay, or if you're watching live on YouTube, please do subscribe so you can watch all the live shows, as well as all the shows on demand. It is my deepest wish, desire, and intention to bring forward to you these wonderful speakers and guests who share their wisdom, their techniques, their healings, their energy processes, etc., so that we can all thrive, so that we can all expand our consciousness, raise our frequency and vibration, and, you know, with that, everybody else's as well, right? The collective and the planet as well. So, yeah. So what else do I want to say about that? So yeah, that's that. I'm excited because my good friend Sarah Messiah is back with us, and we are going to be talking about today something that is near and dear to all of us. But, you know, I'm going to make a disclaimer right at the beginning because I might forget otherwise. So all the information that we share is for entertainment purposes only, to give you more awareness of certain things. I am not a medical professional. Neither is Sarah. So we are not diagnosing anything on the show. If you have any illnesses, diseases, etc., please do see your medical professional and get further guidance. Okay, so today, like I said, my good friend Sarah Messiah is back with us, and we're going to be talking about disease states and why it is important to dig deep within. And so some of what we're going to talk about today on the show is about gaining greater clarity on what it means to be holding a disease state, acquire greater awareness concerning past incarnations and how they affect us in bodily form, learn what is meant by becoming a host for disease states that we may find ourselves in, understand what it means to become the master healer of your own life, gain a greater understanding about healing from within. You'll also receive a short live healing meditation to assist you on your healing journey, plus an activation to aid you to know that you are supported by Creator on your healing journey. All that and more. Again, like I said, with my dear friend, Sarah Messiah, who's back with us. And if you don't know her, she's been with us for many years now. We love having her on the show. She's a founding member of the Elohim High Council of Light, working closely with Melchizedek, Ascended Masters, and the Angels. Sarah is an award-winning author whose book, The Cosmos, Ascension, and the Golden Keys from Melchizedek, won the Mind, Body, Spirit Book Award in the Channeled Energy category, or the Channeled category. She's currently looking to publish book two. We're going to talk about that as well. And she's the founder of the Golden Key Energy Healing System, which works directly with Creator, and we'll talk a little bit about that as we're talking about the keys. So please join me in welcoming Sarah back to the show. Sarah, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Alara. It's wonderful to be back. Yep, on the show.
Absolutely, and we love having you. We always talk about wonderful things. The energy processes that you share with us are always so powerful, and your connection to your guides, to Melchizedek, is on point. And so we always do take some live caller questions as well. So I'm assuming we are going to be doing that today.
Absolutely, yes.
Right, as well as doing the meditation and process. So let's start off, because some people may not know what the keys are, right? So let's start off talking about the keys first, and then we'll get into the disease state. But I forgot to mention, if you are here on the live Zoom with us, and if you do have a question for Sarah, you can raise your hand or you can type your question in the chat. So again, Sarah, can you briefly describe what the keys are and where they are held esoterically?
Yeah, so the keys are held in the Akashic realms, and they work directly with Creator. Basically, I trained in a lot of healing modalities, and I've been nursing for kind of 20 years, and I suddenly woke up one day and thought, oh, as we do, I have to do something with energy. I'd already, you know, been interested in certain things like black flower, etc. But yeah, so I went on and studied quite a few healing modalities, and suddenly I trained in theatre, and I'd get these keys kept flying in, and I didn't really know what to do with them. So after a lot of I went to a couple of other people, say, oh, what are these? Checked with Creator. Obviously, it came in theta, so I'm up with Creator anyway. So I ended up working through quite a few keys, and the keys work multi-dimensionally to unlock gifts within ourselves. They work to unlock different layers of creation, if you like. So it works very quickly as well within the Akash. So say you're looking at a story within the Akashic Records with the key work, it goes right back to the beginning of the soul incarnating. And, you know, I've channeled that we could have had 3 billion incarnational experiences. So it goes. So if I'm working on, say, let's say we're working on dread, an energy of feeling in dread, it would go right back to started, you know, the incarnational process when we dipped our toes into the duality of existence, and we could clear the resonance of all the energy linked to that particular thing we're working on, such as dread. So it just clears thousands of stories all at once. And if there's one particular walkthrough experience, I'd like to call it, that really had held shocks or a lot of dread, basically, if we're working on that, I'm going to give that as the example, then we could go and look at where that came, change the story within the Akash, and would clear all the other stories. So it also clears all the triggers now. So if something triggered us to feel a feeling of deep dread, basically it clears that trigger point, so we no longer feel that in that situation. So it, you know, it enables us to step forward in a totally different way. So then from this, I went on and channeled the first book, which is about ascension, basically. And ascension, you know, what ascension really is, it's different for all of us, but we're coming back to realize that we're divine beings of light and holding new energies. And I've just gone on to channel my second book, which is now published. It's on Amazon, Balboa Press, Barnes and Noble. So it's just come out, and I'm about to do my book launch, but I'm staying here. And that's why I thought this would be a great thing to talk about, because it is actually about concerns healing from within. Mm-hmm. And the Golden Keys from Mikhail Zadek. So it talks about diseases, states, and gives some idea about energy behind dis-ease. So we can, along with, I have to say, as a nurse, like an ex-nurse, I'm no longer practicing, but along with that, I completely hope that people would use modern medicine as well, because in the book I actually channeled, Creator said these gifts of modern medicine have been given to us. It's working, the two working alongside each other. So there's no reason why you can't be healing yourself from within and having conventional treatments. And I think that's as a professional that trained, you know, in that field, I strongly believe in using both when we need to.
Exactly. I totally agree. I mean, if I need to have surgery, well, I'm going to have the physical surgery done because the physical body needs the support and the help and the surgery. Yes, we can do a lot energetically, absolutely. But some things, you know, once it gets to the physical level, it has to be healed at the physical level as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So yes, thank you for stating that again, because I want to make it clear to all the YouTube viewers who are going to watch later, who are watching live now, that when we're talking about healing, we are talking about energetic healing, emotional healing, soul level healing, but even the physical healing that we talk about, you know, please do see a medical professional as well as doing the energy work. And I have said this from day one, and I will say it again. And I was like, some people don't like it when I say this, but, you know, okay. But the way that I have, you know, when I first started into this arena of energy work, et cetera, one of my teachers, he always said to me that if you have something going on, something physical, whatever it happens to be, get it checked. And even if it's just energy, great. But then at least you'll know that it's not anything more serious, right? So, Natasha, I cannot mute you for some reason. So can you please mute yourself? I don't know why I can't mute her, but right. So it's important to do both. Right, do the energetic work, absolutely, but also if you need to do the physical medical system work, then do that too. There's some wonderful doctors out there, wonderful medical practitioners that can assist you. Absolutely. So I'm just going to go back here. One second, sorry. I just got distracted. So now, we can talk about the disease states that we were talking about. So where exactly do these disease states start? And what do you mean by disease states?
Well, disease is basically, from my channelings, it's not being at ease in some way. So if we look at, again, going back to dread, that's going to cause certain vibrations. And everything, if you think about it, in the universe is energy. So these vibrations, even if it was not on this planet, maybe, or even 20 incarnations back, we had a really bad episode where we came to dread, I don't know, let's say life in general, we dreaded getting up in the morning because in whatever form we're in, something disastrous happened. That would hold a resonance, and it's about healing the resonance of that episode and why it's been triggered here. So we'd look at here at the primary event of the recent trigger, and then we could look then within the keywork, we'd go right back. But it can be done within the Akashic records or any kind of energy healing that, you know, it's not saying Akashic records is the only way, or, you know, there's many healing modalities. So it'd be looking at where that feeling of dread began. It's the first energy of it. And then looking here and what triggered it. To look at healing ourselves. And all energies such as dread cause issues within form. So I've channeled the whole book on this, but, you know, it'd be going back to look at certain things of where this began and what energies behind it. So I was going to just read, if I can, Alara, what I channeled, if that would be okay, about disease, that Melchizedek. So the disease starts from within, and although there's been much progress to aid healing and to combat disease states which you find yourselves in, there is much you can do to aid the healing process. Here we are discussing digging deep within. For you are masters of your own lives, and you hold the key to your transformation. How, one may ponder, we inform you, many of your problems stem from your pasts, and on awakening, there is a need to form a greater understanding of the incarnational process. We say you have walked through experience many, many times, incarnation after incarnation within a duality of existence. This knowledge has previously eluded you, and with awakening comes remembrance. Through these words, we shift you forward to greater understanding of your divinity. For you are grander than you know. You are part of the divine. You are Creator's child. As such, with remembrance, you are able to transmute old energies that cause many disruptions in form. The path back to remembrance is not always easy, and many have been transmuting old energetic patterns and vibrations for what feels like eons of time. We are writing this to inform you that the only time is now, and ask you to imagine a possibility that all time is running congruently. This is a complex phenomenon, and we shall not get into semantics within this message. Yet what we wish you understand is the energetic vibrations of a problematic event that transpired through one of your journeys can be reignited in this journey with the right triggers. Here, we are not stating the actual misdeed from one's past is occurring at the same time, but that the vibration of the misdeed is held within the space-time continuum. So the energy behind the problematic event is held within this field. Why? To maintain the homeostasis within the whole of creation. The role of these vibrations from past incarnations require you to hold a greater understanding to be able to transmute them. Yeah, so I just thought I'd read that little passage that I channeled for this to talk about this really here, because, you know, it's not every misdeed or all our stories are running congruently. It's the energy behind that story is traveling through, you know, because we're in a kind of matrix, in a kind of that type of energy, it can travel through to
us. And we're multi-dimensional beings, and we're also existing multidimensionally, right? So it's not just like one life, one reality right here and now.
No.
So, well, the one thing I wanted to state really at the beginning too was, even if you are holding on to a disease state, even if you are having disease of some sort, I mean, disease meaning not having ease in your body, please know that there's no judgment about that. And don't feel any judgment about that either. My goal is to always be empowering and uplifting, right? So it's never to judge you that, oh my God, you have this disease or this state or this is happening to you, blah, blah, blah. No, it's about, okay, we have whatever is happening, right? Whatever's happening is happening. And now how can we move through that, move forward in our lives in an empowered way?
Absolutely. And that's why I've this book's been channeled so that those that are on this journey can look at energy. And it doesn't matter if you're just talking about feelings of dread. You might use conventional counselling to speak about things that have happened to you. It's not about being judgmental or thinking, oh, I'm the only one that's got this, etc. It's about those on the healing journey digging deep within, because we've been everything. I've been everything. You've been everything. We've all been everything. So it's not about judging ourselves, because that would be totally defeating the object of healing yourself, because we'd probably be wanting to clear that when we're doing our healing, because it's not about judging ourselves or causing ourselves shame. And, you know, many diseases come with a label of shame while we're on the subject, and that's a great energy to transmute, because we'd have all, as I say again, we've all lived many experiences, and it's not within the duality of existence. If there was no duality, none of this creation would exist, because creation needs a vibrational tug and pull. It needs both energies, the pull of the positive and negative, to keep everything afloat. Mm-hmm. So it's not a judgment, and it's just, you know, a message that we can all heal ourselves. You know, we've heard of people healing by keeping in joy, keeping in laughter, being positive, being in that state. And not every disease will get healed. It's not about judging you if you didn't get to heal something, because sometimes we're not meant to. We might are meant to experience something, so it makes us grow. So it's just, this isn't saying you have to do this. It's just saying, you know, there is energy behind stuff that we have in form that we suffer sometimes, and we might be holding on to kind of lots of suffering, which would also cause us to not feel great in form, basically.
Absolutely. And sometimes we are holding on to disease because it serves us in some way, and I know nobody wants to hear that. I get it. Nobody wants to hear that at all. I get it. But sometimes that is the case, isn't it?
It is. And I have actually channeled that, and it's about, really, you see, the healing journey that we go on once we're awake isn't easy. It's not an easy journey. It does require real deep introspection, and sometimes in, you know, past even lives or experience, we might have got a lot of comfort, for instance, from not being well or not being able to walk. We may have even escaped terrible situations, for instance, going down mines, or, you know, jobs which we didn't really enjoy. So there, you know, it would be to look back at as well on that type of energy, but you really have to dig deep within, because, you know, sometimes when we've been ill, people make us feel safe as well. So it might be, what are we gaining from this as well?
Something else that you just said came up for me, and I just want to share that this too, that we are all on a healing journey of sorts. It's not just about the physical healing that we require, sometimes the emotional, the mental, changing our mindset, etc., spiritual healing. We are all on a healing journey. I think I can say that quite easily and quite, you know, I don't know, I feel strongly about it, very passionately. is that, yeah. you know, I'm, you know, healing things in my life. I don't have physical stuff, thank goodness, but I do have emotional and mental stuff, meaning mindsets and belief systems and things like that, that sometimes affect me very strongly. So, you know, we are all on a healing journey. So please also get that as well. That's, it's not just the physical, it's the emotional, mental, and spiritual as well on all levels, right?
Absolutely. And within the new book, that is acknowledged, and it does talk about we have to look after our body, mind, and soul. So it's about looking at all three and working with all three. Because if you forget to, you know, nourish the body, because we are in human form, then that's also a prelude to diseases. So it's about, you know, eating healthily, lots of fruit and veg, taking that exercise, walking up the stairs instead of taking the lift, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to fit that aspect into busy lives. Yeah, but it's just about setting time aside for that, as well as the spiritual practice, and as well as maybe meditating and getting out in nature, because nature is also a great healer. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. So we have lots of people with their hands raised. So there's going to be lots of questions. So do you want to take some questions, or do you want me to continue with our conversation first?
Yeah, I'm happy to take questions, or, you know, whatever way, Laurie, you want to.
So let's take a few questions and then we'll come back to our discussion as well. And then we'll see where, we go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Linda, let's clarify what types of questions. I know you always say anything is fine, but you know, let's be, you know, kind to all of us on the call and try and pick something that's not so specific to you and something a bit more general if possible, so that you know, we can have, you know, this can assist everyone. I don't know if that,
I'd just like to also say, you know, if anyone wants to ask what is the energy behind a disease, I wouldn't be able to answer that on this call, because I do want to clarify this. We might, if we're working energetically on one issue, there may be a myriad of interconnected energies that. Yeah. So I always say to people, imagine a spider diagram and lots of shoots off. It could take 6 or 7 months of working on oneself to really get through all the issues. So I won't be answering that question about what energy is behind this, because there could be quite a few.
Many, absolutely. All right, so with that, Linda, do you want to unmute yourself, and in the meantime I'll try and answer your question in the chat that you sent me.
Hi Sarah.
Hi Linda.
I've been dealing with a lot of emotional stuff lately, and as far as a lot of nervous energy, and I don't know exactly how to release it right now.
Okay.
It's impacting quite a bit of my life.
Oh, bless you. Okay.
So really quickly, before Sarah starts, I just want to say, because, you know, we just had a lot of high energy, high vibe days in this past couple of weeks with the Lionsgate, and then before that, a lot, right? So there might be a lot of stuff coming up for a lot of people, and I'm gonna put you on the spot, not you Linda specifically, but everybody. You all have tools. I know you do, because a lot of you are healers. Are you using your tools? And the thing is, sometimes, you know, we say yes I am, and still nothing's working. Awesome. And so as long as you're continuing to use your tools, even though you might not see the change or the transformation, if you're using your tools, the change is happening. You might just not be able to pick up on it right now, okay? So just have faith and hope that as you are using your tools and doing the work, change is happening on another level. You may not perceive it right now. But yes, okay, so just, you know, it's really important, especially nowadays, for all of us to do our work. We have
to. Absolutely. Yeah, and I agree with that, Lara, because I'm doing mine. Anyone that knows my situation, having to do mine at about 5 a.m. So it's about fitting it in. But I'm just going to ask any message I get for you there, Linda. Hold on a sec.
I'm going to have to take off my shawl. I'm just way too hot.
Yeah, it's very warm. I think, Linda, what I'm getting is, I don't know why, but a loss of positivity somewhere. Hold on. Kind of the energy of you keep scratching your head to what to do, but what they want to tell you is to, yeah, you need to just kind of relax into it and let it be, just and try and get out in nature and walk a lot. But energetically, it's about just something's triggered you a little bit. I'm telling you, a recent event to lose a bit of positivity. But what you have to understand is Creator's always got your back, and it's kind of by your side the whole time. It's just remembering that. But Creator, yeah, if you could start some positive affirmations about positive, and also maybe joining a group where there's a lot of positive energy being shared. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and yeah.
Linda, I know that you are, I think, live on a farm, and so, which is nature, but yeah. Being in nature is a conscious thing. Like you have to consciously go out in nature and connect and do the work and ask for healing, etc., if that makes sense.
But, you know, keep, it's like, yeah, this positivity thing, I'm being informed it will expand again and grow, but don't keep worrying about it, really, scratching your head as why it's happened. There's been a bit of a trigger. It's looking at that, pinpointing that for yourself, and, yeah, getting out in nature again. And maybe, yeah, they keep saying kind of joining a group where there's positive energy around. So I don't know if there's anything there that you could look into.
Not that much. I do have a group, but it's like once every 2 weeks.
We can't hear you as well, Linda. What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. Better?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a group, but we were discussing some pretty heavy things yesterday. And someone was really kind of rough.
Oh, bless you. Yeah, well, it would be trying in that group then, trying to lift spirits, if you like, lift the spirits, and maybe if that group's meeting again, have a whole group on things that you've got to be positive and especially thankful for. Being guided to say.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Mara.
Yeah.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks.
I think I responded to you. Yes, I did. Okay. Manisha, you want to unmute yourself?
Yes. Hello. Sorry, I was on the gate. Hi, Sarah. Hello, Lara.
Hi.
So I've been feeling a lot of anger towards self recently. I know Lara was saying about the energies, but just so much anger inside me. And I've had a lymph node removed under my arm, and I had to go and see the GP today because been feeling pain. So I think manifesting there. I mean, I don't want to go into other things, health issues, but anger is something that's been coming up a lot recently.
Yeah.
And yeah. I wonder if you could throw any light to that. Thank you.
The light they're giving me very clearly is to look at what's triggering this. It will be really exploring what's triggering. I'm getting the word trigger very clearly because there is a specific trigger and it would be looking at that. I'd, Do you think it's trying to move forward from why it's happened to you, if that makes sense, why this has come up for you? It's nothing they're saying that you've done. It's but it is going to make you, I think, dig deeper, is what they're telling me, dig deeper. But it's really basically, to begin with, looking at what is triggering this anger, because they're telling me you already really know the answer. Yeah, you've got a very good idea and you're spot on without going through stuff on here. But yeah, they're giving me that message to tell you, actually.
Okay, thank you so much.
Does that help?
It does. It does indeed, because I get triggered by Alarano's family, etc. So you're very spot on. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My son as well. Yeah. Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you, Minister.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alara.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sarah.
And you know, when it comes to triggers from family, we're all in, you know, most of us, not all, well, most of us are in relationship with family members in some way. So most of our triggers come from family.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
So it is normal to be triggered by family, but it is about looking at, you know, why am I being triggered and what can I do about it? I mean, we know why we're being triggered, but going deeper into the why, like, what am I feeling when I'm being triggered, right? What part of myself is in fear or is judging myself or is... I'm just trying to think of an example for myself.
Or what's throwing you into kind of chaos or that type of thing, or what's harrowing? There's many different, you know, energies that we could look through at what, you know, an event's causing us. So it would be looking at what actually first, I'd say, the feeling is, what's it bringing up? Because it might not be just anger. It might be... sorrow, for instance, can sometimes cause us to be get angry if we're sorrowful for what we've lost or something, you know. So it'd be looking really, really digging down to what you're feeling. You might end up with a little list of that, but yeah. So I agree. It's looking at triggers is what we really all need to be really mindful of. I mean, because I've been working on myself to get the keys out there so much, and I had to work through nearly every iteration in the new book, I'm quite quick to pick my what it is up now, and I quickly nip up and get told, and sometimes it can be quite bizarre things that I'm told, you know. So but it'd be looking at the major triggers of what's caused it, or when it started, when this feeling started as well.
And, you know, again, even if you are able to, you know, go within and check in for yourself, what is the trigger? Where is it coming from? Why am I feeling this way? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Again, no judgment. Remember, we're all here having these not so wonderful and wonderful experiences, right? In order for us to grow, in order for us to heal, in order for us to see the parts of ourselves that are hurt, that are wounded. Right. Mm-hmm. And so when you're when you're having anger, for example, sometimes it's anger at other people, sometimes it's anger at ourselves. But in the end, it comes down to, because you don't like the situation and you can't find a way to change it, or you have expectations about people, how they should be, and they're not that way. Right. So there's a lot there, but it's really important to look at it. I mean, you know, I still have that issue with my brother-in-law and my sister, and it's not as bad. But it's like, you know, I can't expect them to do things the way I would do things.
Absolutely.
And so I just have to accept that they are that way. And I don't have to have, the same relationship as I did with them before. So, you know, I still see them. I'm civil, friendly, whatever. But I don't have to be, I don't need more than that from them.
Yeah.
So it's about, you know, looking at your life and what is important for you and, you know, etc. So,
and sometimes we can move into a situation with loved ones, and time is a great healer, I believe, and in time you can come back to a point where it isn't quite so traumatic, or the same energy behind it. And especially, again, if you're healing yourself from within, you could look at generational patterns, past experiences with those people, because we've probably lived many lives with those that are closest to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes creator gifted me analogy that sometimes the worst person that you really can't stand is actually here as a gift. It's like a contract between two people, for one of you to grow, or both of you to grow, because that person might need to work on the anger towards everyone or that other person, or vice versa. So it's about looking at situations rather than in a depressive way as a gift. And that's what it's hard sometimes, obviously, and I know because I've worked through a lot of issues with, you know, certain things going on. But ultimately, when you can kind of step out the other side, you can look back and look at what gifts came out of that situation. I really do believe that.
I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, like my first ex-husband was, you know, I say the devil incarnate, but nonetheless, there were some blessings from that situation that I would not change for anything in the world. But I still find it hard to believe that he could actually be, you know, somebody nice. And, you know, but you know, maybe, I don't know.
Maybe not in this life, Alara, because
no, I know, not definitely not in this one.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is not everyone will wake up this time. But creator also channeled in my new book, gifted me that everybody eventually will go full circle. So if you look at it as a circular journey, we start here, we might dip our toes into duality a little bit, and we go further and further in as our soul goes through this cycle, until we come right back full circle to where we began, knowing who we truly are. And creator said it matters not. You know, I think that's why a lot of masters came to tell us, like, judge not or be judged, because we all have walked that same circular path, not in this incarnation, but maybe, say, 1,000 back, we may have been that person. Well, so
I know. I mean, I get it intellectually.
I know. It doesn't help when you've been through it, though. Absolutely. I do understand about the ex-partner.
Exactly. I get it intellectually. I get it. But, you know, God and I still have to have that conversation, you know, at some point. Okay, Abby, you want to unmute yourself? I can laugh about it now.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, that's a good thing.
Laughter's a healer.
Yes. Hi. Go ahead, Abby.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, yes. Yeah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Abby.
I'm not quite sure what the you know what I can say, but I suppose I'm experiencing a recent injury, and my health has kind of been deteriorating, and the injury what I feel has been connected to an ancestral thing that's constantly comes up, and I wonder if this is still the case, or I'm going off in a, you know, some insight in that, if I'm going off in a completely wrong direction.
Okay, I'll just have a little ask. Hold on. Alu Elohim. Do you think there's a bit of I'm going to give you what I'm getting. There's a bit of confusion there. Although certain, I'm getting this, so I'm going to give you it. Though certain incidents have run down family lines, incidents I'm getting, which could, if you were looking within your records, you could look at ancestral incidents as one point of call to work around. Although I'm not getting that this is particularly about that that whole ancestral line or lineage they're giving me. I think it's more at the moment about feeling stuck in this perpetuating cycle I'm being given. It's more about being stuck in a perpetuating cycle of going round and round. And it's about trying to break a little bit through some pain barrier. I don't know if that makes sense.
The reason why I brought up the ancestral thing is because you were talking about cycles, actually. So that's
maybe that's but yeah, I'm not getting it to do with the ancestral energy that you're talking about. I am getting about to look further into pains. I don't know if that keeps coming up, pain. So, and looking back at some pains of the past, I don't know if that makes sense.
I know I took on a lot of pain and suffering with others.
Yeah. But no, I'm not getting it's linked to any ancestral, in particular, the incident. So I hope that helps a bit, but I didn't really, get it was ancestral.
Okay.
But even though it may not be ancestral, it could still be a past life thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely past life. But I don't think, think that it's something that your ancestors passed down, if you like, to you. It's not to do with that, they're telling me.
Thank you,
Abby. And so I just wanted to clarify too, or bring to people's attention, that sometimes when we are born with a disease or an illness or something in our body that is not functioning the way everybody else's is, sometimes that is because in a past life, that's the area or the issue that was involved in when we died, that was not resolved, right? So that's what I mean about it could be a past life thing that we are continuing to work through, right? So we might, so for example, just really quickly, and this might make sense to some of you, I've always had neck pain, right? And I it's not as bad anymore, but I used to have it really bad. And I kept, you know, in doing healing work, et cetera, I kept getting these images of my head being chopped off, me being hung by the neck and burned at the stake, and just all to do with the neck, right? So it's like, okay, that makes sense, right? So it's like, so it gives you a little bit of an awareness of where it might have come from, where it might have started, and where you're still holding on to some of that energy, right? Of persecution, for example.
Yeah.
And so then once you work on healing that, clearing that, and other stuff like judgment and non-acceptance and et cetera, all sorts of other things that may help to assist with you having less pain or less discomfort, et cetera. That's my personal opinion. And so I'm just sharing that for just to give people an awareness a little bit of how I think that works from the healing that I've taken, all the healing work I've done, et cetera. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to completely agree with you there, because one of the chapters in my new book is even your big toe holds a story. it's got little ditties in it about someone in ancient times tramping up and down the land for work. And because of this, getting rot in their big toe. And in this life, they keep banging their big toe and then get a problem that they just can't resolve. But actually, it was from eons back when this toe was totally damaged. So yeah, I absolutely agree with that. But I do think last caller could look at pains of the past, because that's we would have had lots of pains, not just from this life, which might aid if they can use the records or whatever they do to healing, even if it's hands-on Reiki, whatever, you can still make it your intention to send the energy to that type of area.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and sometimes just because as you were speaking about the toe, sometimes it's not like you're born with it, but at some point in your life when you're being triggered by a situation, a stressful event or something, something happens. And that too is like something being reactivated from a previous life.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. So, yeah. Any, you know, we get the triggers here, which causes, which we causes, can cause pains to begin. It could be great fear, for instance. Fear attracts things to ourselves as well. So it would be looking at quite a lot of different energies, but
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Those are places for all of us to start, you know, like I was in training this weekend and one of my jobs was to make a list of 10 things that I know I need to work on or heal. But since then, I think I'm up to almost 20 and I thought of something to say and I wasn't near my computer to write down and I forgot, but it'll come back to me. Right. So yeah. It's like, you know, it's not, I'm going to say it as a blanket statement, nothing is ever one and done. It's not just one issue that is going to, once you fix that, then everything is going to be fixed completely in your whole entire life. No, that's not how it works.
No, and with the energy healing, that's really important, Alara. I think that everyone understands this. You can't just not, you have to, creator's called at this time, at the time of ascension now, the great introspection. We can't just go like that and not have that part of introspection, because I channeled in past times, we could heal much quicker, but everything collapsed, and so we had to go back to infancy, if you like. So this time round on our planet, we really have to have this introspection of what's caused what, and we have to also acknowledge our role in things. I mean, sometimes if we do have spurts of anger, you know, that would be an energy I'd be looking at in myself to heal. Or we have I just judged that person over there, then I'd be looking at what that judgment was about and trying to work on it for myself so I don't hold that energy anymore. So, you know, it's about acknowledging what we do as well.
Absolutely, for sure. There was something else I was gonna say, but it's gone, so it'll come back later. We were talking about, and somebody asked in the chat, can you discuss what is meant by becoming a host for disease states that we may find ourselves in? And again, even when we just really, I think I got it, even when we are, you know, having these ahas, having the wisdom, the introspection that Sarah was talking about is having the ahas and wisdom. Again, no judgment. It's about recognizing that we have had many, many experiences, and this is just another experience. And I find that this lifetime, for most of us, it is about cleaning up or clearing up the residual energies from the past. It's not like, you know, I don't think a lot of us who are on these types of calls are going to have like many more lifetimes unless we want them to, unless we want, right? So it, you know, I don't think that that's what's going on. I think it is about cleaning up some of these residual energies. But go ahead, Sarah, that's my personal opinion, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, no one would intentionally host a disease state, obviously, no. But unintentionally, I think many of us, because we've talked about that before, you know, earlier in the call, it might have in one life given us great comfort. We didn't have to, we got cared for instance. We'd been the care, like we may have played a male role where, in the olden days, we had to go out and provide for everybody, and it was very, very tough. So if we had an injury, then everyone rallied around and cared for us. I mean, there's many reasons why we might host a disease state. We might feel like pressures of life have got too much and we need to have a break. And I mean, everybody at some point in time, if all the pressures mount on, what happens? But your immune system lowers, and you know, you become, in that way, you could say you become a greater host for disease states, because all the pressures on life have piled on top of you. Or you could have had some massive sudden event that caused rippling shock down your systems, which then again affects you greatly in bodily form. So I'm not saying you would want to become a host for disease states, but also from what I've channeled, viruses, bacteria, etc., they all are like living organisms, and to be a vibrational match, we have to be hold certain energies, because Creator created everything, and you know, even the common virus has a vibration, and if we're in that same vibration, we're more, and we have fear of catching stuff, I have to add, we're more likely to attract it to ourselves. And you know, one might ask, why does everyone around them get really ill and one person doesn't? Because, you know, never does. It's, you know, we have to ask ourselves this. So it's about looking at vibrational matches for things as well. And as you work on yourself energetically, you can cure things that are, I believe, hard to cure with energy work. But, you know, I have cured certain things in myself. And yeah, so I obviously completely agree, but not everybody will heal straight away anything within themselves. It takes, you know, it might have taken 2 years to work on one issue. So I don't think people need to think I'm going to just suddenly wake up and be healed. It takes work, it takes a myriad of maybe using different techniques, using things that we've been gifted through medicine as well, and plant-based healings. You know, I think we need to look at a myriad of things to heal.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to go to Justine. Justine, you want to unmute yourself?
Hi. For those of you.
Hi.
Hi.
I struggle with my weight. I have pretty much my entire life. I know this is common in energy sensitive people, so I'm hoping this can help everybody by my asking this, but like, what can I do? Any advice?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the first thing Creator's saying that, and I'm being told the first thing not to do, if we're looking at it energetically, I'd say we'd be starting to work on beating yourself up, because that would be the first thing not to do, to do with weight. And also looking at a feeling I'm being triggered into survival, kind of looking at issues around survival mode, you know, because when we're in survival mode, we're storing more. And I think that's what they're giving me. But the first thing and foremost thing, I think, with us people that have got a few extra pounds, is we immediately start beating ourselves up. And for any type of problem like this, or even any other addictions, even the first thing to work on is beating yourself up, because there'd be a reason why, and behind the reasons why we do certain things, or we're gaining weight, if that makes sense. So that's the first thing I got for you when tuning in. It would be looking at survival mode. Sometimes we can use food as a kind of crutch, they're telling me, and it would be looking at why that was so. Does that make sense to you?
Using food as a kind of what? I didn't catch that.
Crutch, they're telling me. Like,
yeah. Well, the beating myself up is totally on point. I'm just having a terrible day because I weighed myself today and I gained weight even though I'm trying so hard. So yeah, I'm very guilty of beating myself up, and I probably am in survival mode a lot, just from I have a lot of anxiety. So yeah, definitely. I think food is a comfort.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up on. But you know, if I was working with the energetic, the first thing I'd be working on is the beating yourself up bit, because that's doing yourself harm, if that makes sense. You know, and it would be like loving yourself no matter what, because of the shining light that you actually are, which, you know, is, I'm being told, a real shining light. So it's about, yeah, loving yourself first, and it'd be working through certain issues. We don't just overeat for no reason, or, you know, so I would be tackling this survival mode and beating yourself up first that I'd be kind of looking at.
Thank you so much.
That's all right.
Thank you, Justine. You know, I have to say, you know, what Justine was saying, you know, the past couple of years, I've been in survival mode, as everybody knows. I know that. Yeah. And so, of course, I've put on a few more pounds than I would like. But at the same time, you know, because I've been in such survival mode, I'm grateful that my body is still, you know, helping me to get through this until I get to the thriving mode again, if that makes sense. So I'm not beating myself up, but I am tired of being in survival mode, to be honest, right? So it's like, I want to be more back into the thriving, and I know that it'll happen as things start to shift and change, as they are going to. So I try, you know, so hopefully that helps, Justine, that I know what you mean by, you know, being in survival mode. And yes, I definitely use food, sweets, especially as nourishment for me, especially when I was stressed out. I needed something. I needed something to help me get through the day, or get through the moment, or get through just a few more hours. Let me just, you know, just so I can sleep. And then tomorrow we'll tackle another day. So
I helps. Appreciate your positivity. Like you're just going through it now. You're gonna get back to where you were. And I appreciate that outlook. But if you think about dis-ease, being uncomfortable in your own body is one of the worst things ever.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. Definitely.
For anybody out there struggling with it, please stay positive and don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, don't beat yourself up is the answer. And we can all be a bit, you know, at times do that to ourselves, but it is about staying positive. But energetically, if I was working on that, you see, I would be looking at past lives where I was in survival mode, and I would be looking at the energy of beating yourself up, and I would be kind of sending healing to that. So even, you know, if you are in survival mode at the moment, there is probably, it's a feeling, isn't it? It is a feeling, being in survival mode. So you could change that with creator to being, for instance, I'd be changing that to shining my light with support no matter what, that type of thing. So I'm just saying, you know, we could change that kind of energy.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Justine. And just keep meeting myself. I beat myself up in other ways. So not about that, but the beating myself up is one of the things on my list of things that I need to work on and heal for myself. So I get it.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
And keep going. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. All right. Keep going.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to go, I know that we're at the top of the hour, but there was something I wanted to ask really quickly. I'm just going to see if I can find that. So you just told Justine about, you know, what you would do for healing, that working on beating yourself up, working on survival mode. But can you just discuss, before we go and talk about the packages, etc., can you discuss what we can do to aid our own healing journey? You know, so like, yes, meditation, yes, grounding, yes, connecting with nature, yes, thinking, we have to change our mindset, absolutely. So changing your energy, frequency, and vibration the best you can. And what else?
Well, I believe that, and this is why I've written the book, I believe that everybody can access their Akashic records and heal themselves from within. And that is something that everybody can do. People would say, I can't do it. I'd never been able to look at things like that. But with the right support and guidance, I believe everybody can heal themselves from within. It might not be that you start with, but you could take a class in in Reiki or Rouhani or other healing modalities that, you know, I'm not saying Akashics is the only way, theta, I've done many courses, tapping, EFT. There's many things you can do to aid yourself. If you feel like you need to go and visit a psychologist, for example, then I say book that appointment, just because we're talking about energy here. Everything's energy, so you might need the energy of just being able to talk through issues. So I think we can do many things actually to help ourselves. There's lots of support groups we might be able to join, and we can actually look about what is available to us in the community, because we're all human, and if you're going through something, you can bet your bottom dollar other people are going through that as well. So I think it's about really accessing what is around us, as well as, you know, doing the energy work, etc. So I don't know how you feel about that, Alara, but
absolutely. It's so important to ask for help and support. It's also important for us to do our own work. I know I'm harping on that, but
yeah,
you know, it is important. We can't always just rely on others, but there are times when we need the support from others. Absolutely. And absolutely. I know I wouldn't be where I am here right now without support from so many different healers like Sarah, counselors, you know, old friends that I've talked to who are psychologists, you know, like I would not be here without them. So definitely, you know, get support, get help. Tune in, tap into all these calls, all the replays, etc. You don't always have to buy the packages, okay? I get it. You can't buy every package. I get it, right? Yeah. But at least go back and watch and listen to some of them. I have, you know, free healing call once a month, you know, join the inner circle. That way you can at least, you know, have that as well, right? So there's a lot of support for you here. And on the internet, on YouTube, there's so many healing frequency meditations that are available for free as well, right?
Yeah, because I've got a lot of free meditations on my site, and I do have free little workshops occasionally that come up as well, where I do the key healing meditation. So I think we do offer things, don't we? People have, yeah, it's about picking up on that and running
so,
with it.
Yeah,
really.
So I just want you to know that you're not alone and that support is here for you, right? And Justine, if you ever want to just email me, message me, we can, you know, have a discussion, you know, because I really truly do believe that support is something that we don't always ask for until we get to like a dire situation. But honestly, you know, I am here to support you the best I can. Okay, so with that being said, let's talk about the package for, thank you, Justine. I think Justine was saying something, but I'm not sure.
I just said thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm just going to quickly share my screen there, Sarah, 1 second. Because I'm not very good at asking for support, so I get it, except for the, you know, when if I'm in a dire situation than I do, but you know, on a regular basis, I'm not very good.
I think that's the healer thing, isn't it?
It is. Exactly. I'm not good at it at all. All right, so we are sharing the screen. You should be able to see it now. So Sarah has two packages that are available: a 90-minute personal session with Sarah, which is package A, and package B is a small group Akashic record training. So this is the first time that you're offering the Akashic record training, which is exciting. Yeah. But let's just quickly talk about the 90-minute session from with you. I know minutes, you know, is a lot. It sounds like a lot, but when you're working with the keys, etc., it, you know, you can even go longer. But
I do normally, to be honest. But yeah, it flies by the 1.5 hours. So yeah, definitely.
And so even this session, it's a deep healing session within the Akashic records, but using the keys as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it works with Creator in a healing kind of energy we step into with the key energy, and then we start working. And normally what happens in a session is I channel with Melchizedek and Creator what we're working on before, and it always marries normally up with what the person's coming with. Obviously, if there's something really pressing, I can have a look at it and get some answers once I'm in that energy and stuff. Yeah, so it works multidimensionally. We go up and look at different situations and why they might be occurring. So yeah, we particularly work on what I get given that day is what creator deems the most appropriate to clear for that moment in time.
Yeah, and so I've worked with Sarah myself many times, and she definitely goes out of her way to assist and support and, you know, be there. So I really appreciate all the sessions that I've had with you, Sarah, and all the work that you do. So thank you.
Oh, bless you. Thanks, Alara. Yeah, and so my second...
The second package is a small group Akashic Record training. So this is exciting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So basically, what I really, part of my mission is to get people to understand that you can heal yourselves. So it's taught over 4 weeks, but actually the last course went to 5 because just needed a bit extra. So that's what I mean. I wouldn't, if someone needs a bit extra, then I will give them that extra help. Within the course, it's, yeah, basically we go through what the records, where they came from, it's a little bit on ascension. It does include key healing meditations, which I'm going to be sharing with you and all the guys here soon. So we do some of that. And I do some clearing for blocks if people are finding it difficult to get any information within the records. I can quickly just clear that. So we add that aspect, and then during the taught sessions, I'm sitting here channeling, and there's times where it will go quiet and get people to practice on themselves, so with support of me being there. So we might have 20 minutes to look at a certain thing that we're, you know, like say we're looking at, let's heal a life where we had many regrets, and then I get people to open their records, look in, I'm sitting there to support everyone through it. So I'm keeping it in small groups, so it's quite interactive, and, you know, everything said there's kept personal, and I've got handouts to give for the whole course. So it does run over 4 to 5 weeks, depending.
Awesome. Great.
Yeah.
And so I know you wanted to share really quickly about this testimonial. So if you wanted to share a little bit about it.
My recent student wrote a lovely testimonial for me, because they said they wanted more people to be able to access their own records. It just said they really appreciated the healing and guided meditations of each session that helped them with grounding and improving confidence. Because I think a lot of not being able to access and heal yourself is about having the confidence to think, am I really getting that? Is that correct? So I'm be there to support. And then even after the course is finished, I offer ongoing support. If people need it, they can email me. And, you know, if a whole group wanted to, we could even have, you know, a support session. So I'm always there for any student that's been through or I've trained to, help them and continue on their journey.
Awesome. And there's some other testimonials that you all can look at as well on the special offer page. And again, these two packages from Sarah, there are payment plans available for both. And if you are an Inner Circle member, please use your gift code as well. Awesome. Thank you, Sarah. And all right. So I know let me just close the screen 1 second. Sorry. I just like lost my screen here. All right. So I know we want to do a meditation process, a meditation activation, and experiencing some energy of the keys. So so let's do that, and then we'll see where we're at after that.
Lovely. Okay. So if everyone could just sit comfortably and just shut their eyes. Alleluia, Elohim. And taking a deep breath, I just want you to all imagine now a beautiful gold and platinum light. Alleluia. coming down from Creator, Alu Elohim, down through the universe, till it reaches a beautiful spot on the top of your head, Hallelujah. I want you to imagine that light now, slowly and surely, moving down through the body, Alleluia Elohim, down and down, till it reaches your feet. I want you to imagine that light now, going down through New Earth, down through New Earth, Gold and Platinum Earth, Alleluia. Down and down, Ish Us Us, anchoring you in this divine light, Ish Alleluia Elohim. And imagine that light now, travelling up through New Earth, Gold and Platinum Earth, Alleluia. And as it gets to the top of your head, I want you to shoot that beautiful light, Ish Us Us, up through the universe, up and up, till you find a beautiful spot, sitting with Creator, in glorious light, that's right for you, Alleluia Elohim. And as you're surrounded by this beautiful light, Ish Us Us, you feel a warmth and a protection, Alleluia. Lord Melchizedek, Alleluia Elohim, standing just in front of you, Ish Us Us. Just giving permission now to step into that key energy healing, Alleluia. Working directly with Creator, Ish Us Us. Knowing you're protected, loved, surrounded by peace and compassion. Knowing the glory of Creator is in all things, Alleluia. Knowing you're one with Creator. At this moment, feeling freedom from worry, Ish Us Us away. Freedom from conflict and worries and doubts. Taking a deep breath. Imagining that light getting brighter, Alleluia. Knowing you're surrounded, the energy of compassion, Ipikia Ti Ash Us. While Creator gifts you a feeling and a sense, deep peace, Ash Us Us. And remind you of your glory, Ipikiata, Alleluia Elohim. Just sending any feelings where we lack compassion for ourselves, Ipikiata, Alleluia, back to Creator now, Ish Us Us. Sending any old residual anger from the day, Ipikiata, Alleluia Elohim. you take a deep breath. As you feel your shoulders relaxing, hallelujah. As Creator gives you the feeling of great peace, and remind you all of your glory, hallelujah, Elohim. As Creator awakens you to your glory in the way that Creator knows at this minute is right for you. Ipiki ti ata ish uspiki elata itikarati I porto ish as us ish. As you all hold the key to your healing journey, hallelujah. With support from the divine, as you are the divine, Ipikiata Ish As Us, Creator's Child, Ikiata, Alleluia. As this glory awakens within you, Ipata I Shalakai, Alleluia, Elohim. As you remember and are transported to a place to remember your glory and light, Ipikiata A-E-A. As Creator reminds you of this glory now, Ipikiti Ash-Us. As you connect with divine, Ipikia, as you are the divine, Alleluia Elohim. And that light shines down, Ipiki, Alleluia. In peace, Ish As Us, in love, Alleluia Elohim, and in light, Ipikiata, Ish As Us. As you take a deep breath, Alleluia Elohim, you're grounded, Alleluia, in this light, Ipikiata Ahush Asus. Just all giving permission now to slowly step out of this key energy. Expanding light in your heart, Alleluia. Expanding love, Ipikia, and compassion and connection to your glory, Alleluia. As a child of the divine, Alleluia Elohim. Slowly and surely taking a deep breath. And slowly start coming back down through the universe. down and down. You reach the top of your head, Aluya. Ish us us. As you reach the top of your head, slowly bring that light down through the body now. Down and down. Till it reaches your feet, Aluyonghi. Taking that light down through newer, brighter, golden platinum earth, Aluya. Aluyonghi. Anchoring you to earth. Taking that light once again up through the new earth, golden platinum earth, up to your feet, and up through the body, Aluyonghi. Taking a deep breath while ground you back, Ipikiata, with the beauty and the light and the glory, Ish As Us. As you feel relaxed and energy of peace and support and love, Ipikiata, Aluya. As you are brought back, Aluya. You slowly start to wiggle your fingers and toes. Knowing you're supported by the divine. Creator knowing, gifts and light. When you're ready, slowly opening your eyes.
Not quite ready to open my eyes, but we are here.
Bless you.
How's everybody doing? Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
It's bright for me, and I feel like my feet are on fire. You know what I mean? It's like they're on fire at the moment, which was not before. So it's like a lot of energies.
Yeah,
I said that was beautiful. Yep, good.
Thanks, Linda. Yeah.
Oh, you might still be receiving at the same time as releasing. Manisha says, thank you, Laura. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah, for today's amazing call, beautiful process, and offering me the opportunity. You're so welcome, Manisha. And again, you know, for all of us that have things that we're working on, belief systems, emotions, fears, etc., no judgment. Jill said, so relaxing, just fantastic. I was able to see some root causes of small physical ailments. Oh, good. We're an inspiring.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's great. And sometimes we need to just, you know, get out of our own way in order to receive the information. Sometimes we get stuck in one way of wanting to know or perceive, or I need to know this thing, whereas if you, I think this, if you just let it go and say, okay, it doesn't matter, you know, I just want to change. It doesn't matter the why. It's about
change. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Then change happens, you know?
Yeah, it's about relaxing, really, which is, you know, coming full circle again, back to where we began, which was knowing who we were in form, being relaxed, being in this wonderful energy. And that's what we're all kind of attaining to now.
You know, my husband had something similar happen today where he was like, nothing was working. And this was, you know, like, and then all of a sudden when he just let go of the expectation, let go of how it should be, just like trying whatever, suddenly everything started working. You know, he was like surprised just by that. It's like, yeah, let go of the expectation, let go of that energy of having to control and et cetera, having it to be a certain way. It's like be an allowance, right? And then see what happens.
Absolutely.
Debbie says, thank you so much, Sarah and Alara. Much appreciated. I feel numb with relaxation and calm. Beautiful. Oh, good.
Oh, good.
I'm going to go with the relaxation and calm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Arietta says, very beautiful and so relaxing. Awesome. Peaceful, Sherry says. Good. I think I'm going to have to put my feet in some cold water because, like I said, my feet are on fire for some reason, you know? So it's like,
I'll send you a bit of calming. Hold on. I think it's because you've been running around a lot. They're telling me. I don't know if you have.
There's a lot. And even if I'm not doing anything physically yet, my mind is like, oh, I gotta do this again. It's a lot, so much. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Sara, you had a quick question?
Yes, the first question, well, two-parter, really quick. Why is it that light workers, if we've gone through so much trauma in past lives, have to keep doing it again? I'm in the middle of trying to heal. And secondly, what is it you are translating, hallelujah, Elohim?
That's just, you know, the light language I speak. It's hallelujah is a word that change is like anchoring change is what I got. So hallelujah is a great word for all of us to use. And Elohim just is speaking to creator. It's just another name for creator. But I work under the order of Elohim, High Council of Light. So, which I've got.
I use that also instead of Adonai in my Hebrew. And hallelujah, generally, in the Hebrew, let everything that has breath praise the divine.
Absolutely. Hallelujah is a word that Creator uses. It's part of, it's like, in my book, I've channeled it, but it's like, Om is the energy of creation. Hallelujah is kind of a word that anchors everything within creation. That's what I channeled. So, that's why I use it.
Lots of hallelujah songs.
Yeah, lovely.
and so the other question is, like, you know, if we have experienced so much in our past, why are we experiencing so much now, right?
Well,
and so I talked a little bit about that, but go ahead, Sarah.
Well, we've come here now to transmute all the old energies from our past experiences. So a lot of us are ancient souls that have come here to, you know, I talked about going full circle. So we're going full circle back to knowing our divinity, knowing that we're part of Creator, and really knowing that we never really truly leave it. We might leave a body in incarnation, but it's a deeper knowing. It's a knowing that we're actually always really alive with Creator as a divine being, as Creator's child. So it's coming a bit of a full circle to an awakening. And that's what a lot of us are actually doing here at this time. So no matter where you are on that journey, it's different for all of us. There's no right or wrong, or they're there quicker than me. We're all one, really. But it's just about coming back to a really deeper understanding of who we are, and that we're never really, though we might leave form or leave whatever, we're never really leaving, because we have divine roots. And so we're bigger than we realize. We're like greatest child. We are divine. We're massive, really, if we could see how massive we are.
Yeah, that rings true. And I also have just had so much trauma and betrayal in my life. And I wonder why I need more. I'm a wise person. I'm a grounded. I use my tools every day. But thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Yeah. And for me, it's about, you know, finishing contracts, finishing energies with different people, is finishing up stories from the past. You know, like I said, it's like healing those residual energies. And I keep getting the word residual. So it's not like brand new stuff. It's residual, but we're finally healing it and clearing it. And then again, like Sarah says, knowing who we are, you know, and that we are divine. We are always with the divine, etc. And yes, we take physical form to have these experiences to remember and know who we are.
But sometimes when we're in trauma, it can make us dig deeper or look at different aspects within ourselves. I don't know if that makes sense. I mean, we're human, having a human experience. Even if you're on this healing journey, you're still going to have things come up, and especially sometimes when you're on the healing journey, because they think, oh, good, you can get rid of that next. So it's like, it's just like, it's not, I don't think, also I just have to say to everyone here, it's not exactly been done to you, because at some level we all kind of signed up for this. Creator is just love. We in fact as souls wanted to dip our toe in the duality of existence. Creator's happy just being love and being creative. I think as souls, what I was told, and what I, this is my belief, not, you don't all have to agree with it, but imagine infinity with no way or learning or growing. And that is how duality came to pass, because if there is no time, but nothing could learn and grow, so everything is just vibrating on love, you can never become a greater version of love. And that's why we all took the agreement to step into this duality. So Creator supports us in this duality, but Creator is not to blame for this duality in a way. We as souls are, and that's a big thing to really get your head around, I guess. But Creator will be supporting you, even if you can't feel it, know it, or sense it at this minute, if that makes sense. So
It does make sense, and I don't feel like I'm a victim, and I don't feel like it's being done to me. It's just like
no. I just thought I would share that with everyone. It wasn't about you or what you said. I just thought it was a great thing to remember that we've at some level, and sometimes you think, oh, did I really agree to this? Because I know I have.
I have for sure. I was like, oh my god, why? What was I thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but, you know, I always say, you know, when I remember, I say, I get to experience this. I get to do this, right?
Yeah.
I get to. And, you know, why not me? So if I'm going through some horrible stuff, why not me? I don't want somebody else to experience it. So why not me? And if me experiencing something, it can help heal my ancestors, my lineage, the collective. Why not?
So because actually it can help the collective. Anything you go through, as you transmute it, especially, or even multidimensionally, it can change stuff. So I think, you know, it's looking at the bigger picture as well.
That's only when I'm not in, you know, in the trauma.
When you're in it, I know. I can completely agree, because we're all human, and I can completely get
that. A minute, but when I'm not in it, it's like, okay, step back and take a look. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
I would like to say one final thing, which is that I have noticed in the current stage of healing I'm in, that if I tense up my body to block pain from some part of my body, I get terrible backaches. And I have been experiencing the most incredible relaxation just by making sure as I'm walking, I'm lying, that I'm very relaxed. And it's been a joy.
Awesome. Yeah, that's brilliant.
And, you know, and that's the thing, too, is like, you know, relaxing your mind, your body, your emotions, right? Relaxing is going to help you have more ease in this reality. So for sure. Yeah. Thank you for that, Sarah. All right, wonderful. Thank you. And so, Sarah, any last words of wisdom before we go?
Well, I just want to say, just remember that you all have the ability to dig deep within and heal yourselves. And remember that you are divine and that, yeah, basically you are Creator's child. So, and you're grander than you know. That's absolutely the message. And
where can we find your new book? You said it's on Amazon?
It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Balboa Press. Yes, it's on, or quite a few websites.
And what is it called again?
Healing from Within and the Golden Keys from Melchizedek.
Awesome.
Lovely.
Thank you. Am not getting any more physical books, so I will see if I can get it on ebook or e-Kindle kind of thing, because I cannot take any more books. I can't buy books now.
I'll gift you a copy, Lara. I've got a few ebooks, so I'll send you one over.
An ebook or a regular book?
Did you want an ebook? Perfect.
Yeah. I cannot take any more physical books. Thank you, Sarah.
Send you one. Let me know what you think.
I mean, if somebody lives here in Vienna or near me, if you want a book, I have so many that I cannot take with me anymore anywhere. So it's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't want to throw them out. And they're English. So it's like, anyway, that's another story.
Yeah, well, I'll send you one over.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right, everyone. So thank you for all your questions, comments, feedback. I know we didn't get to everyone, but please go back, watch and listen. Receive the healing from the meditation and the process. Receive the wisdom throughout the call and conversation, please. And of course, if you would like to, please do work with Sarah. There's the option of the 90-minute personal session or learning the Akashic Records with the keys with Sarah as well, right? So thank you so much, everyone. And until next time, you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Laura.
Bye for now. You got to go to bed if you get up at 5 a.m. every morning. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I know. Bless you. Well, it's the only time I can do the healing. Because as you know, I'm caring for my mum as well. So it's squeezing it into the busy day of...
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. Wow, it's late for you. Okay.
Yeah. All right. You. Much love. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you so much. Bye, everyone.
Bye.